I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A nursing home and assisted living facility in Colorado Springs is having its license suspended after state health officials looked into a complaint after a resident there died. The Gazette reports the more than 100 residents at the Union Printers Home east of downtown will be relocating over the next 45 days. A spokeswoman told the paper the facility has faced a number of complaints and investigations over the past few years. Records from Medicare.gov show the Printers Home facility was awarded 2 out of a possible 5 stars. Earning it a below-average rating. Facilities are rated based on health inspections, staffing, and quality measures as well. The website lists the facility's total number of health citations at 29. That's well above the Colorado average of 7.9 and the U.S. average of 8.2. Voters in Pueblo will decide whether to form their own public energy utility. If voters approve the ballot question, the move would also terminate the city's agreement with Black Hills Energy. Some people in the city are upset with high energy costs. Black Hills has proposed a rate freeze in response and says it would rely on more renewable energy from wind and solar if the city maintains its agreement. Councilmember Mark Aliff urged people to compare the two plans.
The difference when you municipalize is you can buy your energy cheaper, and because it's a nonprofit, the rates go down. It's not rocket science.
The election to decide on the utility is in May. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.